London's Hidden Gems, discovering the city's most fascinating landmarks. Welcome to another episode of London's Imperial Landmarks, where we explore the must-visit places around the UK's capital that blend history, culture, and architectural beauty. Today, we're stepping away from the usual tourist hotspots and diving into some of London's most intriguing, yet often overlooked landmarks. In this episode, we'll uncover why the Monument to the Great Fire of London, St. Paul's Cathedral, Temple Church, Banqueting House, and the Guards Museum are incredible spots for any traveller to explore. If you're looking to add a bit of history or inspiring architecture and unique experiences to your London visit, this episode is for you. So, let's jump right in. First destination, the Monument to the Great Fire of London. Our journey starts with the Monument to the Great Fire of London, a towering column that commemorates one of the most transformative events in London's history. Standing at 202 feet tall, this monument was built in the late 17th century to mark the exact location where the Great Fire of London started in 1666. This landmark isn't just a static piece of history. You can actually climb the 311 steps to the top of the column. And trust me, the views from there are breathtaking. Once you reach the top, you're rewarded with panoramic views of London's skyline, which is well worth the climb. The monument represents the city's resilience, having risen from the ashes to become the London we know today. It's a powerful reminder of how a single event shaped the city's architecture and fire safety laws. If you're a history enthusiast or just someone who loves stunning views, this is a must visit. Second destination, St. Paul's Cathedral. Next on our list is the iconic St. Paul's Cathedral, dominating the skyline with its massive dome. St. Paul's is not just an architectural masterpiece, it's a symbol of London's spirit. Sir Christopher Wren designed the cathedral in the aftermath of the Great Fire, and it has since become one of the most recognisable buildings in the city. What makes St. Paul's so special? Well, aside from its stunning exterior, the interior is absolutely breathtaking. Step inside, and you'll be greeted by grand mosaics, towering columns, and beautiful stained glass windows. Don't forget to visit the Whispering Gallery, where the acoustics allow you to hear whispers across the vast dome. St. Paul's has played a significant role in British history, hosting everything from royal weddings to state funerals. It's where Winston Churchill's funeral was held, and even Prince Charles and Princess Diana were married here. If you're looking for a place that captures London's history, architecture, and spirituality, St. Paul's Cathedral is a must-see. Third destination, Temple Church. Our next stop is one of London's hidden gems, Temple Church, located between Fleet Street and the River Thames. Founded by the Knights Templar in the 12th century, Temple Church has a unique circular design that makes it stand out among London's other historic churches. This church is steeped in medieval history and Templar mystique. The Knights Templar were a powerful order of warrior monks, and Temple Church was their English headquarters. Inside, you'll find effigies of knights lying on the floor, adding to the sense of ancient chivalry and adventure. Fans of Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code will recognize Temple Church from the book and movie, but its true charm lies in its tranquil atmosphere and deep historical roots. If you're into medieval history or enjoy exploring lesser-known historic sites, Temple Church is a fascinating place to visit. Fourth destination, Banqueting House. Moving on to Banqueting House, a stunning piece of architectural history with a dark past. Located on Whitehall, Banqueting House is the only surviving part of the old palace of Whitehall, once the main residence of English monarchs. What makes Banqueting House unique? For one, it's an absolute masterpiece of Palladian architecture, designed by Inigo Jones in 1622. But the real showstopper here is the ceiling, adorned with breathtaking paintings by Sir Peter Paul Rubens. These grand scenes depict the divine right of kings, and they are one of the finest examples of Baroque art in the UK. However, Banqueting House isn't just a beautiful building. It also has a dark chapter in British history. This is where King Charles I was executed in 1649, just outside its walls, following the English Civil War. If you're looking for a place that beautifully intertwines art, architecture, and history, Banqueting House is definitely worth a visit. Fifth destination, the Guards Museum. Finally, we head to the Guards Museum, located near Buckingham Palace, which offers a deep dive into Britain's elite regiments of foot guards. If you've ever been intrigued by the immaculately dressed soldiers in red uniforms and bearskin hats that guard the Queen, this museum will give you a deeper appreciation of their history and role. The museum showcases uniforms, weapons, and memorabilia from the five regiments of foot guards that have served the British monarchy for over 350 years. You'll learn about their role in some of Britain's most famous battles, from Waterloo to World War II, and how they continue to serve today. What makes the Guards Museum so engaging is the personal stories it shares. It's not just about military history, but also the human element, individual soldiers' tales of bravery and service. It's a fascinating and often overlooked part of London's cultural landscape, perfect for those interested in military history or royal traditions. So that wraps up our tour of some of London's most fascinating and perhaps underappreciated landmarks, from the towering monument to the Great Fire, the breathtaking beauty of St. Paul's Cathedral, the medieval intrigue of Temple Church, the artistic splendor of Banqueting House, to the military history at the Guards Museum. These sites offer unique experiences that every traveler should explore. If you're planning a trip to London, be sure to add these spots to your itinerary. They're not only steeped in history, but offer rich insights into the events, people, and traditions that have shaped this incredible city. Thanks for joining us on London's Imperial Landmarks. Be sure to subscribe for more episodes showcasing the very best of London. And as always, happy exploring!